This is the Monday, July 12th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Pretty light schedule in sports, so we'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always do, but it'll be easier this time.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Joe Fortenbaugh. They call this the slowest days of the sports calendar, and it certainly is, Joe.
It's incredible how we had the big highs from this weekend of UFC, NBA Finals. We had Euro 2020, just the tip of the iceberg of all the stuff. And then we wake up Monday, and it's like, all right, so here's some home run derby matchups. That's all we've got for today. Today's a day where Bear would shine. We'd have to find out some random 10th level soccer leagues that he'd be betting today over in Uzbekistan.
Yeah, there's a couple random opens. There's soccer, there's tennis, but we don't have that. So you and I do have the home run derby. I have a play here, and it's a chalk, but there's a reason for it, and it's really interesting. So MLB.com, I was reading a lot about this last night. They did a piece where they looked at the last five players who had led the majors or of the home run hitters in the derby, the highest exit velocity. So of home runs, not distance, but just the fastest, you know, exit velocity. Five straight years they've made the finals. The leader right now is Shohei Ohtani. So even though there's not a lot of options right now, in terms of chalk, and it's, you know, it is a derby and it's in Coors Field, I'll play a little bit on Ohtani just to have a little action because of that fun fact.
Okay, I like that fact. I like that a lot. And I also like what you said at the end there, that you're playing it for fun, because that's exactly what I'm doing. It's a little bit of money on two guys, and then I got a matchup we can get into too. But ultimately, I'll be the first to admit, like, I don't know how well you can handicap something like this, especially when seven of the eight entrants have never been in the home run derby before. It's at a field where some guys have played there quite a bit, like Trevor Story. If you look at Matt Olson, if you look at Trey Mancini, they've combined to play 11 total games at Coors Field. So I think there's a lot of volatility here. I think there's nothing wrong if you want to take some long shots. But if you want to bet on Ohtani for fun, because the guy's incredible and because of the exit below, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. I'm going to make two small wagers for fun. Joey Gallo at plus 450, Pete Alonso at plus 500. Shop around. You could probably get some better prices out there. I'm playing Alonso because he's the only guy in the field with any experience. And I think when you get that first round, that 5 minutes of just swinging, 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 like when Alonso beat Vlad Jr., didn't Vlad Jr. hit like 92 home runs in that home derby and he lost? How can you hit 92 home runs in a night and lose, right? So I think some guys can tire themselves out. Alonso understands the pacing and the format. I think because of the experience, maybe there's an edge there. With Gallo, it's very simple. If he can't succeed in a home run derby, why is he in Major League Baseball? Because he doesn't do anything else. His strikeout rate, his career batting average is like 213. The guy strikes out like 45% of the time based on his at-bats. So the way I see it, he's a home run guy. He's got a lot of power. I'm going to play him in a home run derby. So again, for fun, a little bit on Joey Gallo and a little bit on Pete Alonso because of the experience factor.
We have a couple off days here before game four of the NBA Finals, which is now Wednesday night. So even though it's not travel, there is an extra day off here. Milwaukee Bucks bounce back, emphatic win yesterday, and clearly was a more desperate team. Suns looked off, and I definitely think the edge was not there that they had at home, which is kind of what we anticipated. We just weren't sure if the Bucks could actually execute, but they did. And hats off to Jrue Holiday and some of the supporting cast, and obviously Giannis has been spectacular. Anything series price or anything like that stands out or something you noticed here in game three?
We'll talk about the game, game four later in the week, obviously. So I won't touch on anything right there. When it comes to the series price, I believe it's Suns minus 250. I don't have a problem playing that at all. I still like them to win the series. I'm looking at game three, and I'm not going to tout conspiracy theory at all. All right, I want to make that very clear. But I am going to look at some metrics from this game that kind of stand out to me. And I wonder moving forward if Milwaukee's going to be able to count on that. 20-point win. They look great playing at home. They got 26 free throws in that game. The Phoenix is 16. All right, the 26 free throws for Milwaukee, third most of 20 playoff games. The 16 free throws for Phoenix, sixth fewest of 19 playoff games. Monty Williams talked about it afterwards with the discrepancy. He was clearly alluding to the officiating. I'm clearly alluding to the officiating. Again, it's not about the conspiracy. I just don't see if that's going to be sustainable, given those are two more likely outlier performances. You also had Phoenix shooting terrible from deep, 9 of 31, fourth worst shooting performance from deep in 19 playoff games. So I think there'll be some regression. I think Devin Booker had a horrible game. We saw that coming after a great game. Wouldn't be surprised if he bounces back. Phoenix has been very good this season, bouncing back off of losses, 18-6 straight up, 17-7 against the spread, regular season and playoffs combined. So what I'm essentially getting at is I like him in game four. And if they get the job done in game four coming home, minus 250 isn't going to be available again. So I would put a little bit on the series price here.
Yeah, it's almost like for the 250s, if you think the Suns can win one of the next two games, because
right.
If they go up, obviously you're not going to be wanting, you're not going to love life sitting minus 250 in pocket if the Bucks hold serve again and it's 2-2 series. But if you can get the next game, one of the next two games, obviously you like your chances up 3-1, but 3-2, then you can probably scalp back, things like that. So in a roundabout and very roundabout way, it's like almost free rolling game four. But again, it gets a little rich and maybe it's not something you want to try. I think finally for the first time, the futures in terms of the MVP is finally kind of holding firm where they should be. Looking at some places, Chris Paul is about the same as the Suns right now, and Giannis is the same as the Bucks right now. So that makes a lot of sense, obviously,
yeah.
Because you know the Bucks are plus 210. I think Giannis is like 205 or something like that, which totally makes sense. But it'll be interesting. It'll be really interesting. I do think we might get the best game of the series in game four. That's my bold prediction, if you will. So, yeah, no random soccer league, no Hungarian Grand Prix.
But I do have a home run derby matchup for you. I can't believe I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Definitely not sharp here on a Monday. All right, you ready for this?
I believe so.
Here's what we're going to do. Trey Mancini is plus 175 against Matt Olson in the opening round. I'm going to play Mancini here, plus 175. Number one, I think with the lack of experience for both these guys at Coors Field, I mentioned it earlier, they've combined to play 11 games there. They've combined to hit one home run there. Ultimately, I think that, you know, between that and the fact that neither guy's been in the Derby before, that's going to have me looking to dogs. Now, Olson's hit a lot more home runs this season than Mancini. I think it's somewhere around like 23 to 14 or something like that. But ultimately, you look at the stadium dimensions, 347 feet to left field. If you're right-handed, you're going to pull it to left field. 350 feet to right field. So if you're lefty like Olson, you're going to pull it out there. But left field's got the short porch, right? And in right field, it's got the scoreboard on top of the wall. So you've got to carry a little bit more. So I think there's an edge for the righties tonight. I don't think the righties as a collective group are a better power unit because Otani's a lefty. He's the favorite. So when you factor all of them in together, but I think in a matchup like this, you keep something like that in mind. I don't know if Olson is a home run derby guy. I know some guys who work for the A's. They love Matt Olson. They've kind of talked about how Olson's in the event, but even Olson said, you know, at times he's not necessarily a home run derby guy. Like he doesn't do well in these things. Maybe he's just playing possum a little bit. Maybe in the previous stops and I don't know, high school, college, he's been in these events and hasn't done well, but he said stuff like that before. So I'm filing that one away and I'm saying to myself, if that's out there, combined with everything else I just laid out, and I can get Mancini at plus 175, I'll take a shot on the dog because I think there's a, you know, there's some volatility here when it comes to the pricing. So there you go. Bet for the day, plus 175 in a matchup, Trey Mancini over Matt Olson. If it doesn't work out, you know my Twitter address. Feel free to let me know what you think.
Fair enough. All right, sir. Well done. Good breakdown. And look, you really can't go wrong with plus money on some matchups here.
Nah,
it is a giant wild card at Coors Field. So I would certainly recommend maybe firing on some dogs and matchups. Although I guess I'm on Otani, so maybe not in the Otani matchup with Juan Soto. All right, that's going to do it for us. We had some fun. Really like card. Enjoy your time off. Hang out with the family if you have some downtime. Because you have some downtime over the next few days before things pick back up. So that's what we do. In and out in less than 10 minutes. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do a little baseball all-star game.